the ultimate deck podcast. Need a show about outdoor living? This is where it's at, with your hosts Shane Chapman and Wade Lorette. Thank you for tuning in. Now let the show begin. Yeah, the ultimate deck podcast. Let's go.
Welcome to the Ultimate Deck Podcast, everybody. It's Wade and Shane.
Boy, it's not even a Friday, and you got the Friday jams going.
It kind of feels like Friday a little bit, doesn't it?
Yep.
Like, I kind of feel Friday-ish. It feels like we're going into weekend.
Because you're about to do a show tomorrow.
I think that's why.
You're going to party all weekend.
I believe it's like tomorrow. It's like not a, like, it's a work day, but it's not like in the office day. So today feels a little bit Friday-ish to me.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is real good. Weather is like, winter's hanging around, just out there hanging around. The temperature's cooled off again. Like, it's a little bit cool out there.
Man, it's supposed to snow next week.
Get out of here.
That's what I heard.
Well, actually, sorry. I heard that too, but then in Alberta. So I looked, because I heard that it was like, it was going to get snowy in Calgary and then it was going to come this way. And so I looked it up two nights ago when I was out with Steve from Trex, because he said the same thing. I was like, oh, I meant to look that up and see what that's all about. And when I looked at the weather forecast for both Regina and Saskatoon, neither of them had, like, there was one day where it was like, today actually, you might get like a centimeter of snow.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I can live with that.
But it was nothing. It was like, it probably won't even stick on the ground. So
good then.
Troy from Mildex, Millboard on here. Maindex, those fellas are in here as well. John, boy, there are lots of people checking in here. Anyway, so we have two shows going on this weekend in separate markets. I'm going to hang around the Regina Spring Home Show, and you're going to hang around the Saskatoon Gardenscape Show.
Yeah.
So you excited? You're like,
I am excited. Over it? No, I'm excited.
Because we did Homestyles last week.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
It was really good, actually. I thought it was like a good attendance.
Yeah. It was a fairly busy show. There's Dave from Saskatoon Deck Shop. Yeah, I talked to, and Corey, God, we're getting a good crew in here. I talked to Lynn today. I ran into her at the show. I was walking around and she was like perusing around as well. And so I asked her, I was like, how's the show? You sold out to what? And she's like, oh yeah, like a long time ago. She's like, it's packed. I actually reduced the food court area and I got rid of the speakers stage.
Really?
Just so I could put more booths in.
Okay.
So the speaker stage is gone.
That's okay. Nobody really went to those anyways.
Right. That's what I said too. I was like, okay. She's like, the problem is that there was a guy standing there. I didn't ask his name, but a guy with her who also worked for the Regina Home Builder Association.
Yeah.
And he's like, the problem is there's no PA address system here, so you can't draw anybody's attention to the speakers when they're coming up. And I was like,
oh, wow.
I was like, I was flabbergasted for a moment. I was like,
that's not true.
Have never noticed, but you're right. There is no PA system in here. I was like, we just came from Homestyles last week and there was somebody on that PA system constantly.
Every 20 minutes.
Every time. Like,
just so you know, the PA system is still working.
Yeah. It was like they were constantly bringing attention to a new speaker that was coming up. And I was like, I hadn't even thought about that. It's, you never hear that at the Regina Spring Home Show. I was like,
that's a bit of an oversight in that building.
The guy's like, yeah, why wouldn't they have that? You build this huge multi-million-dollar facility, you don't put a bloody PA system in here? It's ridiculous. I was like, okay, anyway, moving on to before you get real mad.
Yeah. How do you feel about the roof on the stadium?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell me about that too.
And then so I was like, yeah. And last year, wasn't the speaker's corner like outside of the main hall, like in the hallway down at the end? They're like, yeah. And
yeah.
I was like, yeah. So I didn't even know there was one.
That was
I was
awful.
Going to get the butter tarts.
Yeah.
And then I found it beside the butter tart booth.
Are they going to be there?
No. But.
Did you look it up?
No, but I asked Lynn and she said, no, they're not going to be there. But she did say that they do come to, there's some sort of craft fair thing in the fall, I think. She's like, they still register for that one all the time.
Okay.
So.
Do you think you can order those,
you guys,
butter tarts online?
Listening to this show, have gotta, you gotta. What was it called?
Pearson Berry Farm.
Pearson's Berry Farm. Unbelievable. I don't know if you like butter tarts.
Everybody likes butter tarts.
I don't know that that's true. I feel like some people are really grossed out by raisins, and most butter tarts have raisins in them.
Oh, fun fact. These ones don't have to have raisins. You could have blueberries.
Yeah, there's raisinless ones.
Saskatoon berries.
Saskatoon berry ones. There was apple ones. There was all sorts of kinds, right? There was like a freaking rhubarb one or something. There are so many kinds. And these things are, they're cakes. They're not even tarts because
they're mini cakes.
They're an inch and a half thick and they're just filled full of the filling, which is incredible. The filling. Oh, they're so good. And I'm so pissed that they're not at the shows this year. Corey says he bought the Sastrian Berry Jam. Yeah, I think they're selling jams too. Don't, you got to get the butter tart, man. The jams, whatever. You got to get the tarts. Scott says he doesn't even know what a butter tart is. Is that a Canadian thing?
Yeah.
Butter tarts?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Until just this moment.
Right.
Look at this. Main Deck's having butter tarts right now.
Just having a homemade butter tart with coffee. Love, love butter tarts. See, so Main Deck's, you need to, like, we have to get them butter tarts.
It turns out they call them mini pies.
Oh, yeah. They're
Pearson Berry Farm mini pies, yeah, six pack.
They basically are.
They're sold out.
They're not in a traditional, like, tart shell thing, right?
They're so good. Their own
crust. Oh, unbelievable. Yep. It's 4:35 a.m. and I haven't had breakfast. Now I want one, but we don't have them here in Australia, says Millboard Tony. Must be a northern thing, says Scott. I didn't think it was a Canadian thing, but maybe it is. We'll have to look that up. How fun. How, like, you guys are really missing out.
Yeah.
It's the only reason we actually stay up here under this current government. Like, if we could leave, we would.
Yeah.
But butter tarts.
But
you know?
Butter tarts.
Send me some with our next online order. Will do. I'll send you some on your next decking order.
Hey?
I believe that they found a local supplier for their decorators finally, and that's why they won't talk to us anymore. Yeah. But they do still order stuff online. If I find them, I would go to that craft show just for the tarts. I don't care about crafts.
Me too.
But if the tarts, if somebody's like, the tarts are there.
But if I find you're going, then I'm just going to e-transfer you some money.
Yeah.
You can get them for me.
Okay. So the topic for this wonderful episode of the Ultimate Deck Podcast, we'll see what we're going to call it later, but generally it's like why you should take on the whole backyard. And I know that we have talked about this in the past, but we've always told contractors, like, you should really do everything back there, not just the deck, do the patio and everything else.
Well, we've said lots of things. We've told guys they should specialize, and we're about to, like, completely undo that right now.
Yeah. Do drywall.
No.
We're about to soften the edges of it a little bit.
This is right.
But we thought this year, we're like, well, why are we telling everybody to do that and then not doing it ourselves?
Silly, wasn't it?
So, major announcement, the Ultimate Deck Shop is expanding product categories. And we are getting into hardscapes.
Bah, bah, bah. No, what's the other button? Do you have a button? That's...
Just hit any one, not the top. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
That'll do, donkey. Got it.
That was what I wanted.
Yeah, it was a good guess. So, yeah, we've been kicking around this idea for a number of years. We have, to this point, not gotten into it. However, quite a number of our contractor customers also do hardscapes and landscaping and everything else, and they have frequently told us, like, you guys should carry that stuff too, so we can just get it all here.
And also our DIY market has certainly encouraged that.
And the DIY market, yeah. There's a, that gets asked from time to time, do you guys also carry pavers? And to this point, the answer has been no. We knew we always would. There were some, like, relationship reasons why we didn't want to.
Yep.
But given that we're in multiple markets now where those relationships don't exist, it's like, well, we got to do what's better for our customers. And what's best for our customers is making sure that they can have the same great experience they've had with us buying their deck materials with their hardscaping as well. And other product categories and such fencing. As fencing and roof structures,
yep.
And like deck railing, obviously is part of it, but sometimes railing goes in other things too.
Yeah.
So we're just like, we've expanded the categories and gotten a lot more serious about the whole backyard to the point that we're now, our tagline is the Backyard Building Center. So that's great. But now, as Corey's saying here, can't wait to see that KWP order land. So there's an inside joke to that, but hey, maybe someday. But we kind of figured that there was two ways that you can expand our business. This podcast isn't going to be all about just what we're doing, but to preface what we're going to be talking about, we kind of looked at it and said, there's two ways that we can expand our product offering when you're doing deck stuff. You can either go decks and then move towards exteriors because decks are attached to the house, so it's part of the house.
There's a lot of people that do that. Like, there's a lot of people that are selling siding and decking.
Right. Or the other option is you go the other way towards the backyard. And so you get into the hardscape, landscape, fence side of the business. And to me, that's a much more parallel path to decking than the house building materials is.
Certainly makes more sense to me as well, obviously, why we're doing it this way. But it seems to me like there are soffit and siding guys, and then there are deck and hardscape guys.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like there are many
decks and
siding.
Exteriors.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's siding and deck guys.
Yeah.
But
there's certainly some. There's certainly a few. Like, our friends in Calgary at Mountain View Building Materials, that's the path they've taken, right? They don't do hardscape stuff, but they do exteriors and decks as part of exteriors.
Yeah.
To me, we've always envisioned that our company is helping people enjoy their outdoor living space. New siding in the house doesn't align with that.
Yeah.
So we want things that people are using and enjoying their backyard. And so that's the direction we've gone. That said, Main Decks, that's a great idea, guys. One-stop shop for outdoor backyard projects. So, yeah, so this is going to be a great episode for them because I think they do some of that stuff, don't they? They go beyond just decks.
Yeah, I believe they do a little bit of hardscape as well.
So, yeah, that's the direction we're going. And we've talked about it before, and what we're talking about today, again, is why contractors should consider tackling the whole backyard as well.
And also the homeowner, right?
And the homeowner.
It's like if you're a homeowner listening to this podcast, there's at least two of you. Here's why you would here's why you would do that.
Yeah. So how do you want to kick that off? I think one of the things that I would like to speak to. So first of all, the contractors out there that are crushing it and making the most industry impact are the ones that are tackling the whole backyard. It is fun and cool to build a deck and then be done with that and move on to the next deck.
Yes.
But if you think about the guys who are influencing the industry, it's guys like Premier Outdoor Living. It's guys like Deck South. It's guys like even Keystone in Saskatoon. It's like Main Decks. Yeah. The guys who are like handling the whole vision for the backyard. And it's not just a deck. They're also including that outdoor kitchen. There's some sort of pergola structure on it. There's some hardscaping.
Yep.
There's some landscaping. There's potentially some decorative fence stuff. There's lighting. There's all these things that kind of bring the entire backyard into one solidified vision. And those projects are the wow projects.
Yeah. And you get to mix with like a bunch of different textures, right? And so, you know, if the patio is going to be like obviously harder and colder, you know, you get to then design in like a roof structure that you can hang some lights from. And it's just like, it just softens that space. And that's okay because over here is like, that's a different feeling, right?
Yeah.
And so when you start to design that and talk about that, now the homeowner actually gets an emotional attachment to this backyard and they start to like really envision it.
Yeah.
And that's something that as a contractor, if you're thinking about the whole backyard, you can really start to work that process with the customers, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. And so from the homeowner's perspective too, there's two ways to go about, like the homeowner, if they need everything done in their backyard, you have the option of just working with independent contractors. You work with a deck guy and then you work with a hardscape guy and then you work with a landscape guy and a landscape designer and then maybe like a softscaper for the foliage and everything else. And then you work with a fence guy separately. And it's like, you've just got like eight or nine different brains trying to make this all work together and mesh.
Yeah.
But if you have one designer or one contractor you're working with who can meld all that together and make sure that the Belgard paver that you've chosen for your patio works with the wolf decking that you chose for your deck and that the railing works well with the pergola and that the fence style matches the railing. So like you can make sure that it all just works together instead of being like, oh, I did a deck with this guy and he installed TimberTech. So that's what he did.
Yep.
And then the patio guy never even saw the deck. He just quoted this stone because we said we wanted something that was like had some warmth to it. And so he picked this one, but it doesn't work perfectly.
It's the wrong brown.
Sure.
It's like oh yeah. Boy.
So when you can just work with one brain and one vision, it all works together a lot better.
Yeah. And then they also have the ability, like what's going to be exciting here is that we'll be able to show our products and we'll be able to like take deck samples and hold them against patio samples.
Right.
And just be like, you're in the room, like in our showroom looking at this stuff. And contractors that are doing both will have that ability as well. They'll also have cutoffs of stone in their trailer and they can be like, look, this brown is like this and it doesn't work with your siding.
So. Yeah. Yeah. MKW Services says, agreed. Have multiple tools in your belt. We have incorporated water features and now post-hole services and hot tubs. Great podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, where are you from? And what other kind of, like, you do tackle the whole backyard then? And TC Deck says, lunchtime, I'm going to get in my hammock and watch some Tud's podcast. Oh, do you know what he's referring to there?
No.
He put up a freaking hammock in his trailer.
Oh, did he really?
So he's got his construction trailer on site and he's like, he mounted some.
Oh, yeah. As you should.
Some rings to hang hammock you, from. Levi. He can just like sneak in there and go for a snooze. Yeah.
Did you see Sean the other day laid out on the grass having a snooze?
I didn't see
Catherine that. Catherine was making fun of him. So,
and he's got a van. Really nice one. He should put a hammock in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's pretty funny. Comps the Deck Shop. Hey guys, I love your videos. Well, they've been posting more lately too.
Fellow Canadians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out in the Ontario region.
T-Dot. What else did you want to talk about in that? So,
I talked about the financing part of it.
Yeah. So that part's nice too. From the homeowner's perspective, is to have kind of like one project being financed or like paying for one project.
Well, and you're just, trying to say, yeah, like you're working with, yeah, you're working with one contractor and you're working with one person you're going to pay or one company you're going to pay. Yeah. So you can probably set that up in stages, right? You can do stage payments and it's not, you're not signing like five contracts or six contracts with all these different companies. It's one guy, one company
and
that you're working with.
You don't have to manage the scheduling of all these people. Like, let's not forget about that because that's probably, that's almost the worst part of this whole thing.
Absolutely.
You're getting your own prices.
Yeah.
And having to worry about when the landscape guys can be done so that the deck guys can come in, when the deck guys can be done so that the hardscape guy can come in, the fence guys can come in.
During the landscaping.
Yeah.
And so now the deck guys has to be held off and you get a phone and be like, sorry, I need you to back off 2 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awful. But if you're just working with one company, so much better.
Yeah.
Yep.
And make sure you work with a designer. So,
which might be in-house for that
could
company.
Could be in-house. Like a shout out to Peregrine Landscapes here in Regina. They've got designer on staff who can like, he designed their booth right now at the Regina Spring Home Show. You'll see, like check out our stories. We posted about it. It's incredible. It, like that kind of creativity and how it all works together doesn't just come out of anybody's brain. You have to be a creative person. You have to be a design focused person to even come up with some of those ideas.
Yeah.
So it's great to work either with a company that has a designer in house or incorporate a landscape designer into your project as well so that they can create the vision and ensure that the contractor is going to build what you think is going to get built.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty pricey to have it all done and be like, there you are. And be like, oh boy,
that's just missed.
Yeah. Well, you said you wanted a deck that looked like this. I was like, I did, but that's not what I thought that was
going to. Yeah.
So that's pretty expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. So
MKW says we are located in Keswick, but service everywhere around Lake Simcoe, Durham and Kawartha Lakes. We are an outdoor living company. We do anything in your backyard with the exception of hardscaping. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Guess we won't be helping him, huh?
Well, we weren't going to help him anyways.
Yeah. Well, you could buy all his other deck stuff online from us.
Tape and screws. All stuff.
Sure. Why not?
So anyways, yeah. One vision, one person to finance with.
Yeah. We're kind of going back and forth between talking to homeowners and talking to contractors. And
that's how you keep them engaged. Hopefully you know,
they should be able to pick out which parts for who.
Yeah.
This one too, though. So this is for the contractor. The idea of taking on jobs, like higher ticket, larger jobs that carve out more of your schedule than like English is my first language.
Not right now. It's not.
But sometimes.
Not right now. It's not.
What I'm saying is we were talking to a landscaper yesterday at the home show. He was setting up and we were kind of shooting the shit and he was talking about, I was like, man, to do larger jobs where you get to be on site for whatever, a month or maybe 3 months, whatever, is so much easier to manage than having to make sure that there's all these little jobs lined up continuously because you spend so much more time managing and scheduling and trying to make sure that there's something to go to after this one's done. So if you're doing jobs, it's like 3 days in, 3 days out. Like you have to have, you know, you can have, if you're a single crew, even, I mean, the average job is taking 2 to 3 days. Like you're going to have 15 jobs. You got to make sure you're lined up every month, 10 to 15 jobs. That's a lot.
It's really tricky in like, so big jobs also require a lot of management.
Yeah.
But in a very different way. And they always run the risk of like cost overruns and bigger loss, right? Yeah. So if you're doing a job that's a $5,000 job, it's unlikely that you lose $5,000.
Yeah, much less risky. Yeah.
But percentage-wise, it could be the same percentage, right? Yeah. You might run the risk of having a 10% loss.
Yeah.
On a $300,000 job, that's a big number, right? So you need to manage that properly. I'm not saying, like, I don't think we're saying that big jobs require less management, but they require way less mobilization. Way less getting going and getting things on site and getting the guys lined up. It's just like, we're all here, we're working, we're going to grind it out for 2 weeks and then off to the next.
Yeah. Certainly I'm not saying that 3-day job requires the same amount of planning and logistics and communication yeah. as a 3-month job.
Yeah.
Obviously the 3-month job is a lot more. What I'm saying is the 3-day job, sorry.
You got to build that.
23-day jobs.
Yeah.
Require a lot more communication and management and logistics
totally.
Than one 60-day job or 30-day job.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
90-day job. Yeah. So yeah, like a lot of guys that are doing these big backyards, like if you can, again, look at like even Woodbully,
yep.
Peregrine,
Keystone,
Premier Orchard Living, Deck South, when they get on a job site, they're there for a bit because they're yep. doing the whole backyard.
Yeah.
Cascade. So those guys might only do like, that's why it's unfair to ask people like, how many projects a year do you do? And it's like some of these guys, 4.
Right.
Or 8.
Yeah.
Like those guys probably on average do 4 to 8 a year.
Yeah.
There's other guys who will do 60. Decks.
Or 200.
Yeah.
Right? You get some guys in the Alberta region, they're doing like 200 decks a year.
Yeah.
But they're 10 by 10s.
So that's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of managing the schedule.
Yeah.
Like so. There's pros and cons. Because I know when I was building too, I also didn't, I didn't love being on a job forever and ever either.
Yeah.
It's different when there's different stages of the job too, though. It's like, it's one thing to work on the same deck for ever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
But it's like, if there's stages of the job where it's like, okay, the deck's now done, then we're moving to hardscape and it's like things change, but you can still see the progress is happening. And it's like, there's like these micro completions
or yeah.
micro like things that are that that's a different story.
Yeah. So. I think that's really good. The other thing that works really well as a contractor. So we talked about how a homeowner could work with one shop or one, the homeowner can work with one contractor who does all of this stuff. And I think if you're a contractor, it might be worth looking for a store that's carrying all of the stuff you're carrying. So we have talked to different contractors that wanted us in the hardscape area. And the reason they wanted us there is they're currently going to 3 or 4 different yards.
Yeah.
And they're hemorrhaging cash as far as like actual fuel and time.
Yeah.
Right. They're losing so much.
Time, big one. Yeah.
So if you have the ability to go to one store and pick up a deck package or pick up some pavers, or you're at the end of the job and you need a little bit of both, it's just one stop. You're like, show up, grab it, and then off you go.
What's the word? Because English,
I know,
is like sliding into my second language right now.
Yeah.
Like live on air.
What do you think is going to be your first one? Your first language?
Swahili, I figure, is a pretty interesting one.
Yeah.
But what is the word when you take, when there's a bunch of components and you like, you
amalgamate?
Amalgamate. That one's all right.
That's a good
I don't know if that's the one I was looking for, but that works.
Combined.
So it's funny because a lot of in the world of business, that's a big thing where it's like people are, there's so many bloody tech tools out there yes. to help you run your business. And people are just like, I need this tool and this tool and this tool. And all of a sudden their tech stack is 30 tools deep. And it's yeah. like, geez. So it's like, that's a big thing in the industry right now too, where it's like, can we find a tool that amalgamates? Not the one I was looking for, but it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
That can we replace 30 tools with 4?
Yeah.
And so the same thing can be said for running your physical business too. Can I run my projects out of 1 or 2 stores instead of 5 or 6?
Yep.
Because that obviously comes with a boatload of efficiencies and cost savings.
Certainly.
So
yep.
there's an advantage to that as well. Millboard Tony says, a lot of Aussie deck guys are starting to incorporate designers and landscapers in their businesses so that they have the all backyard. So they do all the backyard works.
Yeah. I think that adding that designer is just a pretty good move. I think that's like a smart way to do that. You know?
Yeah.
It just like, it gives you an advantage over any of your other competitors.
Yeah.
There's a good chance that not many people are doing design with install.
Yeah. Well, and as you move into tackling these larger scale projects where you're tackling the whole backyard, I think that there's probably starting to even become an expectation that that's part of the process. The design process.
Yeah, you're I would not say gonna, if you get into 6 figures, there should be a design.
You don't have a home built and work with a home builder and they sketch in a napkin and be like, yeah, it'll be like 20 foot by 17 foot over here and then a little jog over here and then back in the front door over here.
Yeah.
And they're like, and then it'll be 2 stories.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we'll do. Put some stairs out the door here.
Ready to go. Yeah,
sounds good. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
When you, like, doing a whole backyard can cost as much as the house in some cases. Might put $250,000 in your backyard.
Yep.
So you're going to want
to. My guess is that a $250,000 backyard is not on a $250,000 house, but
you're never. Probably not. But hey, buddy, let's go if it is. You never. Depends where you are.
That's right.
Could be here. I saw a TikTok yesterday of a girl. We were joking about this the other day. It's like most of my stories start with, so I saw a TikTok video.
Yeah.
But it was a girl who was like, what in the hell? She was from the States. What the hell is going on in Canada right now? Why is this house? And it was like, this is a little dive. This is a pretty like famous story. This little dive house in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it couldn't have been more than about 800 square feet.
Yeah.
And it was just like old and shitty. Like it looked like something in the, from the hood.
Yeah.
And she's like, guess how much this house is? And I'm sitting in my head and I was like, I know better. It's like, I know Vancouver. That's a $1.9 million house all day long. $4.2 million or something.
And she's like, why? Because of the street it was
on? Well, it's just because the land. Like the houses are worth nothing.
So where was it?
Like, I don't know where exactly it was.
Looked out over the ocean?
No. No. That's the thing. No, God, those houses there. Like when we were in Vancouver there on that little boat ride Vista and we looked at some of those houses on the freaking cliffs overlooking the ocean and stuff.
Boat ride.
Well, the boat ride was little. The boat was big, but the ride was little.
Yeah.
No, God, no, this was not anything. It looked like it was just like, I'm assuming it was in a somewhat desirable neighborhood, but
must have been
like the houses.
That's
were
so crazy.
Shit.
It was $4 million for land.
Yeah, absolutely terrible. Nuts.
Anyways.
So yeah, the ratio of how much your backyard is going to cost in Vancouver will be a little bit different than Saskatchewan. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, anything else to add to that?
No, not really. Like I think it'll be good to, for us to start learning about this space a little bit, which is going to be like fun. I feel like when we first started, you know, I feel like there's a lot of things going on right now that, you know, if you're a contractor and you're talking about getting into the outdoor space and doing whole backyards, you probably have a lot of learning to do. Yeah. There'll be some scary days for sure. Even just for us, we're talking about which products to bring in. And we have some contractors that are really specific about what they want and why, and the density of the stone and like all kinds of stuff. And
yeah,
that's new to us. We're like, okay, well, like here we go. We got to learn. We got to become the experts again.
Yeah. When we started the Ultimate Deck Shop, we started with a wealth of knowledge already from our contracting past. It's like, we weren't doing anything new. We were just sharing what we already kind of knew.
Yeah.
About the products and the process, right?
You had a better handle on all of the products than I did.
Probably. Yeah.
And so when we started talking about it and you were like trying to teach me about like high density polyethylene caps. And I was like, what the, this was all brand new to me. So
decking for me, is a second language.
Yeah. It feels pretty familiar what's happening right now as to what happened then. Right.
Not like, me. I'm tweaking out and I don't know how to handle this information, but it's all like, it's very new to me. We were talking about this the other day that like personally, like I never as a contractor installed patios.
Yeah.
Personally, I did in my own house one time. Like I installed a little like paver patio and like, I didn't do it great. Well, like I did it fine, but I didn't use the right products, whatever. And I did it on the cheap. And like, we're talking 15 plus years ago.
Yep.
But it's like, that's my learning. That's my expertise in this field. So I have a lot of learning too, which I'm okay with. I consider myself a lifelong learner. I'm always looking to learn everything.
Yeah.
So like I'll get there, but it's certainly overwhelming. It's like, and then, so it's all
a lot to take in.
Yeah. And then it kind of opened my eyes to like how much over information I provide to people sometimes. Just because I know it, it's like, you don't need to provide all that shit. It's like, I talked to somebody, to your point, it's like, this cap is made of this kind of, and on and on and
don't
on.
Care.
And then you talk to hardscape and they're like, yeah, you've got this and this. And I'm just like, oh, does that matter?
Yeah.
And it's like, probably not to the average person, but this is what you do to people. So buckle up.
Yeah. So now we're making notes about how to sell again in the store. It's like, they just want it to be gray or brown.
Yeah.
They just want to know what the warranty is.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't have to be like, oh, this one's got ash wood in the inside and this one's hickory and like, shut up. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
They don't.
Whoops.
So.
Yeah. So now we're down the path of becoming experts in a new space. What a fun time.
I think it'll be so exciting. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. If you're on the Instagram machine, stick around because we're going to head right into another episode here. These will post separately, but we're recording at the same time. If you're heading into this weekend into any sort of home shows, because there's stuff happening everywhere. JLC is happening right now down in the States in Rhode Island. And I'm sure there's probably spring home shows in many markets across North America. So check them out. Go support your local small businesses. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace.
Hey, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Deck Podcast. Now you know what we're about. Check the site, come and shop, ultimatedeckshop.com. Hit us right away for sponsorships or tell us if you want to collaborate. Let's go. Check us out on any social networks. Thank you for listening.